Today is the deadline for cities to submit bids to Amazon to win the company's coveted second U.S. headquarters. The giant online retailer has a large footprint in central Ohio with several data centers and order fulfillment centers. But could Columbus really win the headquarters sweepstakes over the likes of Boston, Dallas, and Washington? Here to talk about that is Aaron Wren. He's a senior fellow at the New York-based think tank, the Manhattan Institute. Thanks for your time, sir.
Thanks for having me on.
So I guess, first of all, what does Columbus have going for it? Why could it potentially win this headquarters?
Well, Columbus is a growing market, and I think that's going to be important because Amazon is talking about hiring 50,000 people. I think that's a really important number because it's just an unbelievably gigantic employer from a private sector perspective. So you're going to need to be in a place that can grow its labor force for them to be able to staff up. And Columbus has that going for it. Of course, it's also got the universities here that give it a leg up in recruitment. It's an educated city. I would say the downsides for Columbus is it's probably at the smaller end of the spectrum in terms of supporting an employer of 50,000 with the kind of skills, you know, that Amazon might potentially be looking for. But it's not something I'd rule out completely. I wouldn't say Columbus is, the top prospect. Probably hasn't made a lot of people's list of top prospects, but it's not one that I would rule out completely either.
Columbus often bills itself as having this great physical location. We often hear that we're within 500 miles of half the U.S. population. How big of a factor is that for an online retailer like Amazon?
Well, that's a factor for things like distribution. I don't think that's a factor for something like what Amazon is trying to do with its headquarters. I do think that being in the eastern United States is probably a leg up. I wouldn't be surprised that if Amazon is looking to geographically diversify a little bit. You know, we've had some natural disasters recently, hurricanes and things. And there, so the West Coast has got some seismic issues and other things. So geographically kind of hedging their bets a little bit, getting more towards the eastern time zone might be something that they want to do. And then also kind of politically hedging their bets, being in more of a red state. Now, Ohio is really a purple state, I would say, but they're already in a very blue environment. And with a lot of talk in Washington about regulation, looking for some influential red state location might be something that they would be thinking about. And Ohio is not a perfect in that response, but it's certainly right now leaning more red than blue.
Is there a perfect location for the second headquarters?
Well, I mean, there's never a such a thing as a perfect location. Again, my personal kind of handicapping said, look, they've got about 40,000 people in Seattle right now, and there's effectively no room at the inn. Housing prices have gone through the roof there. And I see the fact that they're looking to build this second headquarters almost as an acknowledgement that their ability to continue to grow at their current rates in Seattle is just basically coming to an end. And so Seattle has 3.8 million people. So to think about taking something that's the size of what they've got in Seattle and building it in another city, I do believe, having a city that's large with a large labor force is probably going to loom large. That's why I tend to handicap the places like Chicago and Dallas more towards the top of the heap in terms of Amazon. Now, some of the wild cards I would say on that are, Amazon has turned Seattle into a sort of a company town. So it would be very hard to turn a place like Dallas or Chicago into a company town because those are very large business centers. But you could really, if they want to be the dominant player in a particular market, then they might want to be in a smaller market where they can really be more dominant. Something that they're probably not going to be in a major global city like a New York or Chicago. So that might bias them smaller. I do handicap it towards larger cities. And then of the smaller cities, I would say ones that are very rapidly growing in population, like a Denver or a Charlotte, probably rise, I would say, above Columbus, just in the kind of the way I think about it. But I wouldn't rule Columbus out of the equation.
So I think it's fair to say that you would say Columbus is an unlikely candidate. You would be surprised if Amazon selects them.
Yeah, I think it's a lower probability. And that's no knock on Columbus. I mean, Columbus is really rocking and rolling in a lot of ways. I would just say that, and I think they're probably going to look for the bigger markets than Columbus, and on the smaller markets, probably ones that are growing faster. So I would put it, you know, not super high on my list, but it's one that, you know, if they picked Columbus, you would say, yeah, it's a viable place. And of course, you know, it would be a huge win for the city if they did. But even if Amazon doesn't pick Columbus, Columbus is still going to be doing great. So you sort of win either way.
Aaron Wren from the Manhattan Institute. We've been talking about Columbus's chances of winning Amazon's second U.S. headquarters. The deadline for cities to submit bids is today. Thanks again, sir.